needed to be saved out of all that the Lord brought us out of, brought me out of. I knew I needed a Savior. Oh, praise God. And I thank God, oh, for being godly, sorry for my sins, how he came in and washed me, how they cleansed me. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I thank God for I'm saved. Praise God. Washed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, Father, I love you this morning, God. And how we pray? Persistently. Through the narrative of the unjust judge, Jesus taught us to be persistent in prayer. See, Luke 18, 1 through 8, he introduced the story with this statement. Men are always to pray and
thank you for tuning in to the Telling of His Goodness broadcast. We pray you were inspired, blessed, and encouraged from hearing the Word of God today. If you would like a copy of my book, Telling of His Goodness, you may phone me at 318-305-6965. You may like me on Facebook, connect with me on Google+, or Twitter. May God bless you until we meet again at the same time next week.
The wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. I'm thirsty. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast. Brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church. Pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II. One church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, get your Bibles and stand on your feet in honor of the word of the Lord. Turn them to the Gospel of St. John, chapter 12. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, thank you now for this wonderful opportunity to hear from you through your word. Bless your people to hear the principles of the text. Meet us, tell her the truth that we're teaching, that every hearer's heart might not only heed, hear, but heed what you have to say. Yes. And God, as we hear you, let us be ever so careful to do what you've said to do. And we'll give you praise, glory, and honor. In the wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. And the people of God said, amen. St. John chapter 12, verse 20 reads as follows. Now there were certain Greeks among those that went up to worship at the feast. Verse 21. These, therefore, came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. The King James Version reads a little bit differently, but nonetheless, it is clear in verse 21, the same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. My brothers and sisters, as we look at the text today and understand men who have a heart, a desire to want to know this Jesus, they've heard much about him. They have seen the effects of his ministry. They are Greeks. They have been assembled now to the great feast, and there the purpose of the feast was more upshadowed and upstaged by the presence and the power and the person of Jesus Christ. And when they got in this city, there were some things that I think is helpful to understand. Looking at the verse again, verse 20 says, and there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. Now, there are several things I want to say about this verse, because when you look at this record, it is clear that this was not all the Greeks, but certain Greeks. Greeks who were seeking Jesus. Greeks who were desirous of knowing him, coming into contact with him, being changed by him, and understanding that it would only happen, if they truly sought him with their whole heart. Now, the Bible says they were coming up to worship. Of course, Jerusalem geographically sat up. But I need to tell you something as well, that spiritually speaking, worship is up. When you really begin to understand how powerful the medium of worship is, when you really understand, I don't care how down you are, how messed up your situation is, how troubled and perplexed you are, if you really want to go to worship, you go up. And I don't mean standing up on your feet, because truly, the position of the praisers in olden day was to stand to praise, but to bow to worship. And sometimes what we don't understand is God said, my ways are different from your ways. They're not your ways. So when you think you're standing up to honor God, God says you bow down and you honor me. And so they went up for to worship, and that worship was a bowing of seek me while I may be found. Seek. If you're not a seeker, you will not seek. But that means often that you are seeking something that is beyond you. You are seeking something that will honestly better you. When you seek, you are going to have a transformed situation after you find what you are seeking for. I want to say this about some seekers. Some seekers say they're seekers, but they ain't seeking. You're not really a seeker unless you search.
Let me say that. I want to make that real clear, because when he says seek me while I may be found, it was inclusive of a participatory part on the seeker, which meant they couldn't just say they were a seeker. They had to honestly investigate. They had to honestly look. They had to honestly engage themselves in looking for the Lord. You can't find him unless you commit to a search. Look again. You'll see the people here. The Bible says, the same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired of him. Now, when you are seeking and searching, it means then that you have to many times go beyond your own concentric circle contact. It means that you got to ask some folk you might not want to ask. It might mean checking with people who may know, who may be connected. And listen, understanding that sometimes if you ask the right people, they can help you in your search. You don't always find Jesus by yourself. That's why the church, and that's why witnesses are there to help guide you to Jesus. When you desire to know Jesus, you're going to need some other folk to help you in your search. That's why, listen, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because one of the things that he recognizes that he is a rewarder of them who diligently, that engage themselves. When they don't find him today, they keep on looking tomorrow. Don't find him tomorrow, they keep on looking the next day. Don't find him here, they go there. Don't find him from this person, they ask another person. Who diligently seek him. He rewards them for that, because it's important for you to understand that as a seeker, your search is going to yield the fruit only after God knows your heart is ripe. See, listen at this. A whole lot of folk come to church, but they ain't seeking the Lord. No, they aren't seeking the Lord. That's why they leave the church the same or the worse than when they came. Because their eyes are distracting, their ears are distracting. They are looking at others rather than looking for or at God. And therefore, as a result of that, they're frustrated, fixated by the things that they see and the people they see. They become cynical, disillusioned, cranky, hard to get along with. All of the things, because they were not focused on their search. Listen, I want you to see something. Not only are there the seekers that we need to see in verse 20, but then the search in 21, but also there's something else. I need you to see the specifics of the search. Because you're not just searching for anything, anybody. That's right. It is specific. These Greeks, certain Greeks, came, they asked Philip to help them find Jesus. Yeah. Now listen at this well now. It was clear that nobody else would do. Look at the text. I want you to go there back again and see. It says, and desired him. Listen at this. And desired him. The other translation said, and asked him, saying, listen again, sir, we would see Jesus. Now ain't nobody would, you know, but folk with bad sense wouldn't misunderstand this part. They didn't come to Philip because they wanted to see Philip. Philip went and got Andrew. Now, Philip was clear about the specifics of the seekers in the search. And it is that, Andrew, they're not here to see you, but they want to see Jesus. Now, I know where you are. Perhaps you may know where Jesus is. You see, one of the things I think will be helpful for you to understand is, if you want to find Jesus, just find some folk who hang out with him. Y'all ain't hearing me here. You see, because sometimes when we are moved by all of the things in life that pulls us and pushes us away from the presence of the Lord, if you could just think back, who was the last person I saw with Jesus? Y'all ain't getting this, huh? You see, maybe you've gotten distracted and Jesus has moved on and you didn't move on with him. Like Peter, you followed afar off. But there's always somebody that's been with him and ain't too far from him who can point you to Jesus. Isn't that this, my brothers and sisters? They were so specific, they didn't want anybody else. No substitute will do. Nobody else would fit in that mold. It had to be Jesus and Jesus all by himself. When was the last time you just had a specific need that the pastor couldn't meet, the deacons couldn't meet, mama couldn't meet, daddy couldn't meet, the doctors couldn't meet, the psychiatrist couldn't meet? You needed to see Jesus. One of the things I love about him, my brothers and sisters, is you, when you really search him, seek for him, find him, you'll discover once you get connected, you don't want to leave him. You don't want to lose him because you got to go through too much to find him. There are some things that I think you are, and I commend Philip and I commend Andrew for not being like some of us would be. You know, we get attitude. You know, I know it happens on a local level. Listen, just making it local so that you can understand this biblical application. Excuse me, bro. I want to see the pastor.
What you say? What you say?
Well, what you want to see the pastor for? It's personal. Well, I need to know something about what you want to see him for, or else I pastor's busy and I just can't let him come. This might be foolishness. What you want to see the pastor for? Now, the truth of the matter is that there are folk that are put in place to make sure that things are done decently in order according to the word of God. But there are some people who are just nosy. I'm gonna just be real with you. And so what you need to understand is not what the request about the meeting is, but the request itself is the focus of the search. And so this man, Philip, had sense enough to not bother these folk when they were quite clear that nobody else were they interested in seeing. And so he brings them to Andrew. And Andrew, look at what the Bible says, because it's important to see how they follow protocol here. Verse 22 says, Philip came and told Andrew, and in turn, Andrew came with Philip, and they told Jesus. They came together, told Jesus. What did they tell Jesus? Somebody won't see you. Some Greeks want to see you. Now listen to this and understand this, because this is a major and marvelous revelation that you'll understand. Jesus is really making clear how in these men who seek him, who are of a Greek origin, are not the people historically he sent to as a savior. He is sent to his own house of Israel, the Jews, the people of God, the chosen of God. And this is the chosen people of whom Jesus is to save. But Jesus understands that his chosen folk are going to reject him. And this is a preview of the fact that Jesus Christ himself is going to open up his arms and extend salvation to whosoever will. Here's what his own folk didn't do. His own folk didn't specifically search him out, seek him, didn't look for him, didn't care that he was who he say he was, because they had their own agenda. And I got news for you, my brothers and sisters. When your agenda is not the agenda of the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll be right in your midst and you'll still miss him. Still miss him right there in your own midst. And so these people who desired to see him and would not give up, it was clear their specific search was for Jesus and him alone. Oh my God, what kind of worship service would we have If the people made up their mind, I'm going to church and I'm going to see Jesus today. I'm not seeking the pastor, I'm not seeking the choir, I'm not seeking the people, I'm seeking Jesus. And my goodness, what kind of worship experience, praise experience, what kind of experience would the people of God have if they made up their mind? They would see Jesus. Only Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. And I'm here to tell you, my brothers and sisters, it would be a worship experience. It would be a fellowship like none other. That's why you can tell when the seekers come on Sunday morning.
Yes.
And they're searching.
Yes.
And they don't find them in the deacon's prayer. And they're searching. And they don't find him in the praise music. And they're searching. And they don't find it in the choir rendering music to them. And they're searching. And they keep on, listen, and they go to the word. And they may not even find them in the preacher's sermon. But as they search that word, they're going to find out he is near even in their mouths. Or if you just call his name Jesus. He is as close as the words coming out of your mouth. And when you desire to seek him, I dare you to seek him with a one-track mind. I dare you to seek him and say, Lord, I'm not leaving this worship experience until I see you. There are some things going on in my life that I need to share with you. There are some things I've got to face next week. I can't do it without you. There are some things I've been told, Lord, you've got to tell me better. There are some things, if you seek the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm here to tell you he will be found. And then it don't matter about what you think about how the service went, because you were there seeking the Lord. You had an awesome time. What the preacher preached, now this time I don't really know, because I was seeking Jesus. What the choir sang, it was good, but I wasn't even in there. I was seeking Jesus. And I got news for you. When you show up, if just you were seeking, you'll have a shout all by yourself. What's wrong with that crazy person? They found Jesus. And when you find him, can I tell you, you aren't ashamed? Who's looking at you? Who's watching? Who's listening to you? When you find Jesus, your heart, your soul, and your life lights up, and you are not ashamed to testify to the goodness of the Lord. Let me show you one more thing, and I'm going to leave. The Bible says, listen again. Jesus answered them, the time has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Most certainly I tell you, listen, he's telling them this because he wants them to understand. He says this, verse 24, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Now listen at this now. They want to see Jesus because Jesus got something to tell them. Now, he hadn't gone to Calvary. But I'm talking about. And 5 years later, that piece of cone gonna be a piece of cone. 20 years later, that piece of cone will be a piece of cone. But if you take that one piece of corn and you dig in the soil and you plant that corn and it dies, listen. It dies, listen at this, to itself. It dies to itself. But listen at this. as it dies, there is a metamorphical experience that happens in its death. A part of its own makeup starts to reproduce itself. And then a whole lot of other cones start looking like the cone that died. And when it rises from the ground, it will produce many more ears of corn, not just a single seed of corn. And he's trying to tell them, listen, y'all don't understand. I know my purpose. And the purpose for me coming here was to find you. But after I found you, I had to be planted in the ground. And I had to stay there until I was able to reproduce myself and get up. And then the Bible says on that third day, he became the first fruits of them that slept. And so what it really means is because he died. I said he died. Because he died, he made it all right for us to die. Because death was not going to be the end of us. Well, let me help you understand how he died. He died a natural death. Because Hebrews 9:20 said, it's appointed unto men once to die. And after that, the judgment. But then too, he died an unnatural death. Because the Bible says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Well, here was a soul that never sinned, never knew no sin, and yet he became sin for those who were sinners. So it was an unnatural death for a sinless man to die for a sinful man. But that's not all. It was a pre-proposed death. And that literally means that the Lord God had already provided, had already given a preview, had already slain the lamb from the foundation of the world. And so when he died, in God's mind, he had already died the death. He was just waiting now on the right time. But then the last thing I need to tell you, it was a supernatural death. Because Jesus said, no man taketh my life, but I lay my life down. Now here's why it was a supernatural death. He said, because when I get tired of being dead, y'all don't hear me, yeah, I will take it back up again. And y'all know the story, don't you? How he died till the sun refused to shine. He died till the moon tipped over in blood. He died till the earth began to rock and reel like a drunken man. He died till the cock became... Y'all not hearing. But I'm going to say that for next Sunday morning. I just want a little piece of it. The doors of the church are open. The doors of the church are open. Whoever you are, my brother, my sister, you need Jesus.
For my way, you're the... Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. You can receive today's message by sending $5 for cassette, $8 for CD, and $15 for DVD to 911 Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806, or call area code 225-774-8040, leaving your name, address, and order. May God richly bless you is our prayer.
KKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power, beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. K-A-